This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says that the U.S. shall respond after a drone strike by an Iran-backed group killed three U.S. troops and injured dozens more in Jordan. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
In an interview with ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos, Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown says the military has been trying to contain the attacks from Iranian-backed militants.
As I provide advice, we think about the approach we take. We want to ensure that we take away capability while we protect our forces at the same time, not have this brought into a much wider conflict.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said, "We will take all necessary actions to defend the United States, our troops, and our interests." Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Ukrainian officials say they've uncovered massive military fraud in a scheme that saw tens of millions of dollars exchanged for weapons and never materialized. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
The Security Service of Ukraine, or SBU, announced it charged five people with embezzling some $40 million meant to buy 100,000 mortar shells. The money changed hands. The weapons never came. Rooting out corruption was and remains a key pillar in Ukraine's bid to join NATO and the EU, with officials from both groups demanding Kyiv address internal fraud. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
North Korea says that leader Kim Jong-un has supervised test firings of new cruise missiles designed to be launched from submarines and also reviewed efforts to build a nuclear-powered submarine. The reports say that those activities came as Kim reiterated his goal of building a nuclear-armed navy to counter what he portrays as growing external threats. The reports came a day after South Korea's military said it detected North Korea firing multiple cruise missiles. This is VOA News. Turkish officials say that two masked assailants attacked a Roman Catholic church in Istanbul, killing one person, according to a statement posted on X by the interior minister. The armed assailants attacked the Santa Maria Church in the district at 11:40 Sunday morning. He did not specify what kind of weapons were used or whether anyone was wounded. Hours later, it was announced that two men he described as members of the Islamic State extremist movement had been arrested as the suspected attackers. House Republican leaders have released two articles of impeachment they're pursuing against the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, with a committee vote expected on Tuesday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
In a rare move to oust a cabinet member over policy disagreements, Republican lawmakers contend Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors from what they call a willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law on immigration. This move comes as Mayorkas is negotiating with Republican lawmakers over a border security bill that links in aid to Ukraine, which President Biden is seeking.
If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly.
Former President Trump says the White House has bungled the border security bill.
It's designed to continue the invasion of America while sending billions of dollars to Ukraine and other countries.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
French farmers are putting pressure on their government to respond to their demands as they gear up for a tractor protest. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia explains.
The French Interior Ministry has ordered a large deployment of security around Paris as two large farmers' unions plan to use their tractors to block all major roads. They aim to put Paris under siege. French farmers are demanding for better pay, less red tape, and protection against cheap imports. The order came hours after climate activists hurled soup at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa painting at the Louvre Museum and shouted slogans advocating for a sustainable food system. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal visited a farm in central France, recognizing the tough spot farmers face when people demand quality but push for lower prices. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
China's growing assertive posture in the South China Sea and escalating violence in Myanmar toppling the agenda for Southeast Asian diplomats meeting in Laos. The gathering that began Monday is the first high-level meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations since Laos took over the rotating chairmanship. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.